What's up, y'all? Today, I got Ruben Ward.
Nerd Soul.
Late LK at one, y'all, so holding it down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people, today? Oh, yeah, we're coming with another wonderful episode of Rare Air. Today is all about what this young man brings. This is Ruben Warren, comic book writer, comedian, all that fun stuff. But before we get started, where can the wonderful people find you?
You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Ruben Comedy, R-U-B-Y-N Comedy.
Cool. So, this is Rare Air, y'all. So, what do you want to talk about that you rarely get to talk about?
I rarely get to talk about my love for Power Rangers.
Wow. So, when did it start? Are you talking about, like, the 90s show?
Yeah, we're talking about, we're going to talk about, like, I love the franchise as a whole.
Oh, so the franchise as a whole.
But, like, childhood-wise. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm a 90s baby. You know, yeah. 92, shout out. Class of 92.
So who's your favorite Ranger? Or what's your favorite Ranger show?
Let's see. Definitely, you know, you got to love the old school Mighty Morphin, obviously.
Mighty Morphin is tough to watch now, though.
It is. But, no, honestly, though, my favorite season, though, was Time Force.
Okay.
That was a cold season because they was the Rangers from the future, went back to the past.
Okay.
It was actually a good storyline. It wasn't, I mean, you know, it's Power Rangers acting is never going to be like Oscar worthy, but.
Ain't going to be no Emmys on that joint.
Yeah, for sure. But it was actually like a more serious, mature storyline.
Okay. Any crushes for the Rangers? Any Ranger crushes?
To be honest, I was one of them dudes that never really was like, you know, the Power Rangers girls were hot. Like, I never...
Oh, okay. All right, so what are your thoughts on hip-hop Keto?
You know? Oh, yeah. Zach's style.
Yeah,
Zach's style. Yeah. That was a very 90s type of thing right there, for sure.
Yo, the funny thing is, like, he's been in interviews where they were like, we got a black guy, so he's got to dance.
And he's got to be the Black Ranger.
Oh man. Then the Yellow Ranger was Trini and just,
I mean, honestly though, as a kid you never really thought about it. But even when it came to my attention though, I still didn't think of it as racist. I just thought oh, okay. It was like a coincidence to me. I was just like,
but
oh.
See, the thing is, it's like when you flip it, like, see, the white people can be all kinds of Rangers, but the black dude can only be
the Black Ranger, yeah. But, we didn't get a black male Ranger again till Turbo.
Oh yeah,
with, TJ.
I always thought Turbo was kind of cheesy, but
oh yeah, Turbo was definitely a trash season. But it was a trash season. But when I tell you that, it was like he's like the most fire theme song though. The Turbo theme song was fire.
You know what? It might be one of the
Turbo had like the theme song was fire. I don't care what nobody said. That theme song was beast.
So I haven't seen the new movie. I've only seen part of it because Amazon Prime was tripping.
Yeah.
But I was trying to watch it. Amazon Prime. Fix it. You had the squirreling wheel on my screen. And I couldn't do it no more. But the original movie, I kind of still got a soft spot for that.
Oh, I love the bro. That's like, downloaded on my computer
Ivan Ooze is like one of the worst villains, right? But there's something about it where it's like you can watch it, even like the "We're in Trouble" song. Like,
I like
all
when
that.
My favorite part is when he's yelling out all the stuff he missed over the years.
Oh, okay.
He's like the Brady Bunch reunion.
It's just
so
very
dumb
random
and cheesy, but it's great. I love
it works.
The original.
Yeah, the original movie works. I haven't seen all of the new one.
The new one
I've seen up to when they actually go to the like the mountains. And
movie,
old girl is swimming in the.
You're not missing anything. That movie was garbage.
Really?
I will proudly say that. That movie was trash.
He said proudly.
I proudly stand by that. That shit was. I mean, that stuff was garbage.
Straight. All right, now you're a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
You like Power Rangers?
Yes.
Have you ever worked any Power Rangers jokes into your...
Oh, matter of fact, yes. I do one Power Ranger joke where I talk about how I actually met Aisha the Yellow Ranger one time.
What?
Yeah. And what's even more funny is I did that joke while Zach the Black Ranger was in the audience.
Wow.
Like, I was performing and he just walked in and I happened to be wearing my Black Ranger shirt. It was like the most random thing ever. Like I was wearing my Black Ranger shirt. I wasn't even doing the Power Ranger joke. I was just doing a joke. And then he walked in.
I gotta do this joke.
Yeah, like he walked in. Was like, hey, nice shirt, bro. I was like, oh, snap. I'm like, you're the Black Ranger. You know what I mean? So yeah. So then he sat in the front. So then I was like, I told him like, yo, I gotta tell the joke. You in the room? And he actually laughed at it. Like he liked
see,
it.
See, you know,
it was pretty dope. It was like a Black History moment.
So, all right, you're not feeling the new Power Rangers movie.
Nah.
Right here on the spot, pitch me a Power Rangers movie, or how you would do it, like a new joint. Like, pretend the old one didn't matter. Pitch me a new Power Rangers movie.
Okay, I would basically combine, like, basically make it like one long episode. Because because the problem with the movie to me was that they were trying, because like we all know Power Rangers is cheesy. We know this. We know it's like the worst show ever.
It's not,
we watch it for colored rainbow suits and robots. That's all we care about.
Yeah.
But they, in the new movie, they tried so hard to be like, they're real characters. They're 3D people. They have feelings. And so we end up watching.
But they do have feelings.
Yeah, we don't care about that though. Like, I want to get to the rainbow suits. And the robots. That's all I care about. Megazords and rainbow suits.
Oh, man. He said Megazords and rainbow suits.
That's all I care about.
That's all he wants,
and
man.
We end up watching nearly like a reboot of The Breakfast Club. And then they turn into Power Rangers the last 10 minutes of the movie.
Now, I will say this. From the trailer and from the part of the movie that I saw, it did seem that they were trying to... They were kind of going that route of like, you know,
long.
You got this, the ragtag kids.
Yeah, like nobody cared about all that.
They're in detention.
I was like, yo, when they morphing? Like, that's all I kept worrying.
You know, all right, see, all right, that's it. New movie, y'all got to morph mad
early.
Yeah,
like for me, it would be like, yo, like, I would do it like this. Like, 15, 20 minutes, we're going to set the kids up. They all ragtag, outcast. Okay, then the next like 20 minutes, you know, they're going to run into Zordon. They'd be like, hey, fam, like, hey, take these morphers. It's, you know, some crazy stuff
Learn
going
some
on. Rita out here tripping. Y'all need to be protected. They'd be like, nah, we good. But then they get attacked.
Y'all need to be protected.
Yeah, it's like, y'all got to be protected because she coming. And they'd be like, nah, we good. Then, you know, I would do just like the pilot was. On the pilot episode, they was like, we good. Then they got attacked by the putties. Then they morphed. It was like, oh, snap, this is real. You know what I'm saying? And so I would do that in the first, like, 30 to 45 minutes, you know what I mean? Then at the midpoint, we would see Rita, she kind of regroups herself, and she's like, okay, y'all got me. I'm going to give y'all that one. But then she regroups and like, okay, but we're coming bigger and stronger.
Now we got like Goldar or something like that.
Yeah, you know, but now at this point, you know, the team is starting to, then you get into the Breakfast Club moments, you know what I mean? Because now you see them as a team, they're teenagers and all that stuff, and you would see them kind of, you know, fall apart through them not really knowing each other and stuff.
Okay.
Then you see them fall apart.
There we go. There you go.
Then they come back together for the big, big fight at the end. And then we get like the epicness that is Power Rangers.
See, that's what's up. You know, you get your Zords, you know what I'm saying? Got your Tyrannosaurus Rex,
your Pterodactyl, your Triceratops, your Sabertooth Tiger, and your Mastodon.
Sabertooth Tiger.
Tyrannosaurus. And then he turns into the Red Helmet. It's an awesome show,
man.
I watched every season on Netflix. I watched
straight up. I'm gonna have to go through it at one time because I tried to watch the first episode and I was just like,
I
couldn't get through the theme song. I was just like, nah.
I ain't even gonna lie though, but the original theme song still go hard though.
You know what?
Like as far as just being
that,
like
that solo when it's like,
yeah, like the guitar and everything is like very. It's a solid theme song. It's a solid theme song.
It's just I don't know, man. It's that
you know
look.
What I did.
And then you got the two dumb guys. I can't think of
Bulk and Skull.
Yeah, Bulk and Skull. It's a hard show to watch now.
It
I don't
is.
Know how I watched
no,
it. No,
you don't know what's funny? In 2013, that's when I had got my Netflix account, and they had every season of Power Rangers.
Oh, word!
If you go on Netflix, they got every season up until the newest ones.
Oh, all right, cool.
So in 2013, I said I'm gonna watch my whole childhood.
Okay.
I watched from Mighty Morphin all the way up until Time Force, and then I skipped over to Dino Thunder when they brought Tommy back.
Oh, okay, cool.
So basically, I watched about, let's see, that's three, that's, let me see. So I watched about 10 seasons.
Good God.
I watched 10 seasons of Power Rangers. But let me tell you, it took me 5 years. I just finished last month. I just finished Dino Thunder.
Wow.
But it took me like, and it was like, it was... That's dedication as a fan.
This guy is dedicated.
See, that's
fan dedication. He's a real Power Rangers fan.
I watched every episode. Because I had to realize, as a kid, you know, it's like when you watch TV shows, like, I watched Power Rangers a lot as a kid, but I never really watched every episode. And I'm a Virgo. And Virgos, we're very, like, OCD-ish, and we need everything to be a certain way.
You got to see every episode.
Yeah, so I was like, I got to watch every episode, like, in order.
Okay.
So I started off with Mighty Morphin. I watched the whole Green Ranger saga. I watched the White Ranger saga. I got through all of that.
The
I
Green Ranger saw, yo, he used to be like, Seiya, Seiya.
No, but the best part though, was when he, as the Green Ranger, went into the Megazord and started like beating him up.
Oh yeah.
That was the funniest thing. He just popped up out of nowhere.
Yeah, hold up. Did you just go, how'd you get in there?
Yes.
We never asked the question when we was younger. We was just like, yo, you strong.
I don't know if you've seen that new meme that's been popping up. The meme was like, I couldn't sleep because I was trying to figure out how he had a dagger that made a flute that made a synth sound. And he blew through it through his helmet. Like,
yo, yo, Power Rangers, see, you guys need to have that much fun because
it's great.
Just
man.
Go watch it.
It's, yo, like
you know what? Power Rangers, get a couple of your friends together, pop some popcorn or something, watch some Power Rangers. It'll be worth it.
I mean, it's great, dog. I really like it, man. It's a dope thing. Like, I bought the Legacy Morpher.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Okay, it was like okay. The metal diecast morph, and it came with the metal coins.
Wow.
It got the lights and sounds.
All right, so if you're into Power Rangers, were you ever into like Voltron or anything like that or not?
I never really got into Voltron as a kid, but the new Netflix season is fire. Yeah, I've been watching that.
Like, yeah.
That's definitely on fire. Season six with Lothar was off the chain.
Yo, Lothar, yo, he be kissing, he kissed homegirl Allura real quick.
Man.
He gave her that romance.
She got her feelings real quick. Couldn't even separate herself.
Then he was like, I'm a bad guy.
Yeah. That was good too. I thought, he really good.
I'm like,
spoiler alert if you ain't seen it.
Man, look, this season, they about to drop another season in like 2 weeks. I ain't trying to hear that.
Yeah, that's true.
They about to drop 13 more episodes
I stopped watching Voltron for a minute.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, every time I try to watch it again, like, I'll be bored. And then I finally just made myself sit and watch him again. Like, I let, like, another season drop. And I was like, all right, let me just finish up. And then it got good again. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I remember now.
Yeah, it's... Yo, like, Lothar, man, he just tug at your heartstrings because you're like, yo, man, he a good guy. Yo, we can trust him.
And then you see what he do, you be like, ah, never mind.
He been killing people in the background. So, all right, on the comic book side is how I met you. Tell the folks a little bit about, you know, how you get down on the comic book writing, what brought you to it, how you get started.
You know, I grew up, you know, liking superheroes, obviously, with Power Rangers.
Word.
You know, I loved X-Men, Spider-Man, Batman anime series. And I've always been in, you know, I've always liked comic books. And when I was like 16, I accidentally went to the wrong section of the library because I used to spend a lot of time in the library. Like, I was that kid. So I spent a lot of time in the library. So I accidentally went to the wrong section and I happened to come across the drawing section. I saw books on how to draw comic books. And I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, I remember. I used to like these things. So I just went, you know, I picked up a couple. And I was like, oh, I'll just check these out and just read them and see, you know. I remember drawing stuff as a kid. Yeah, and then, like, that night, as soon as I opened up the book, I just started, looked at it and started kind of doodling. And then all of a sudden, like, I just got hit with the idea for Swag Patrol. And I was up till 4 a.m. drawing.
Yeah. Now, you guys know about Swag Patrol. I've covered it on the show. And it's something that I think is like a good addition to kind of like comic books as a whole, because we do get a lot of kids, but we don't always get a lot of black kids. And then a real black mama that was like, where y'all been?
Yeah, I loved your review on number 2, bro. Like, I was like, oh, okay, I'm glad he liked that.
Like where y'all been? Yeah. Bring your butt home.
Yeah, I had to do that. I'm like, because as a black mama, man, you gonna wonder where your kids is at when they ain't in line. You know,
Peter Parker, he can go wherever.
Yeah, Aunt May don't give a damn.
She ain't worried. Now, the new Aunt May, she's a little younger, so she might care. But the old people, one, she's old, so you know she don't care. And two, she's white. They just be letting their kids do whatever.
Yeah, they can do whatever.
Just be flowing around.
Like, hey, mom, can I get your assault rifle? Oh, go ahead, Timmy.
Yeah, go ahead. Where are you going to school? No, that's, look, God, no.
Don't come for him, okay? I know the internet like to get fake mad. Don't come for Naruto, okay? Y'all fall back.
Oh, man.
It was a joke, okay?
Just playing.
Support or endorse school students.
Yeah, we are not down with the NRA.
Yeah, I have to say all that nowadays, but...
You got to put like a long disclaimer before your show.
The thoughts and views we put on you do not...
Like, the small text, you just got to roll up.
Yeah.
But, all right, so you got that. You got issue 012. What's next for Swag Patrol?
We're going to get issue 3 started. We're going to drop a Kickstarter in October.
Cool.
And so we're going to use that to get a volume 1 done, which will collect the first 3 issues and, you know, have, like, some artwork and behind-the-scenes stuff. Look for that to drop, mid-October. And then we're hoping, if everything goes according to plan, then issue 3, volume 1, will be out in the spring.
All right, word. Now, back to Power Rangers.
Yes.
You write comics.
Yes.
Power Rangers, you love Power Rangers.
Yes.
Power Rangers does have a comic book.
Bro, and that is fire. If you are not reading Shattered Grid right now, you are wasting
Power Rangers,
your life.
They got, you know,
Yo,
they... It's kind of hot.
No, I can't even lie, bro.
It's kind of hot.
I've been reading it since they dropped. I bought the...
A word? Yeah. See, I've only seen like two issues.
Oh, no. I've been reading it since issue zero when we had to collect all five Rangers with the covers. Oh, I bought those on eBay for like $20. That's how committed I am.
See, he's like, real, man. He's real.
Like, they're like number one for me. Like, as a kid, I used to be like, yo, God, if you real, you would make me a Power Ranger. Ranger. That's why I'm atheist now.
Please tell me you've seen that video where that kid tried to go Super Saiyan.
Oh, of course.
Yo, the only thing that video is missing is his mom to bust up there, tell him to shut up all that noise.
Yeah, because a black mama definitely would have been like, what the hell are you doing? Like,
hey, boy, what's going on in here? You doing this yelling.
For sure, for sure. But yeah, man, I love Power Rangers, man. I've been reading this since issue zero, and I was actually surprised.
And their crossovers, too.
The Justice League crossover?
They had a Justice League, they had a Turtles and a Batman, right?
They did a Ninja Turtles crossover?
I think it was a Ninja Turtles and a Justice League crossover. Yeah.
No, they only did a Justice League crossover.
Okay, okay.
Ninja Turtles and Batman did
a crossover.
Oh,
Ninja Turtles and Batman, sorry, my bad. So Ninja Turtles and Batman and Power Rangers and Justice League.
But now, on the TV show, Power Rangers in Space did team up with Ninja Turtles.
That's where I got confused. All right, cool. Yeah. But yo, the book is actually
no. The book is
fire. The art. I saw the art and I was like, oh. Okay.
No, the artwork is dope and it's not cheesy. Like, it's actually like a mature. Oh, so it's like.
So it's not like the show.
Yeah, it's like it takes the same show characters, but the tone and everything is very much like a serious superhero comic.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's not all cheesy and stuff. The graphics look cool now because, like, when you know to draw that kind of stuff, it looks cool because you know drawing is obviously a easier
you can,
thing.
You can go a little further. You don't have to worry about effects budgets.
Exactly. You can kind of draw whatever you can think of. Yeah. So it's actually like a really good storyline. And then the Shattered Grid that you started a few months ago.
I might have to pick up the rest of it and actually go through it.
I highly recommend if you don't start from issue one. Start from 25. That's where the Shattered Grid storyline starts.
Okay, cool.
The Shattered Grid storyline is off the chain. Like, I almost bought it at Comic-Con with the exclusive cover for like $30. But then
like hardcover or something like that?
No, it was like a regular cover.
Oh,
but they were selling it for like $25, $30, and I was like, I already spent $20 on some other Power Ranger stuff, so I'm like, I'm not going to spend another $30.
All right, I'm going to give y'all the end on Comic-Con buying. Don't buy anything at Comic-Con until Sunday. Cause that's when they drop the prices, because they got to get rid of all that stuff because they don't want to carry it back with them. So like toys, books, any of that stuff, especially all your hardcover stuff, wait till Sunday. I know it's tough. You want to buy stuff when you see it, circle back on Sunday. They'll probably end up cutting the price by like $5-$10 on Sunday. So you know what I'm saying?
Because I show one on a Saturday, so.
Oh yeah, see Saturday, that's where they get you because they know, they're like,
Yeah, and the thing about Comic-Con, man, it's like, you know your rent ain't paid, but you'd be like, I don't even care. Like,
I
don't know why Comic-Con do that to you.
Yo, Comic-Con be having you looking at toys like, I don't even have nowhere to put this.
Man.
But you know what? I'm about to buy this whole row.
Man, I bought 3 Power Ranger vinyl figures just cause.
Yo,
spent like $20. And that was hurting me. And even though I had $20, I was like, I could have spent $20 a lot better.
So who did you pick up?
Well, they were like these little mystery boxes from the Power Rangers, the movie.
Oh, okay, okay.
But it was kind of weird, though, because in the movie, they didn't have the original Megazords, but they had the original Megazords as one of the collectibles. It was kind of weird. Yeah. But nonetheless, though, it was some vinyl figures, and they were like all mystery. So I bought 2 of them. It was like a gamble. You don't know what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. My first 2 was Megazord. I got the Blue Ranger Triceratops and the yellow Sabertooth Tiger.
Okay, okay.
But I was like, I really want a Power Ranger, though.
Yeah.
So then the next one I bought on chance, I was like, this is the last one I'm going to buy. And I luckily opened up, it was a Red Ranger. I was like, yes.
All right, cool. Got the Red Ranger, no doubt. They got me. I've held strong because I'm waiting. I'm waiting until I can go to an event where they're all together. But they do these vinyl figures of Dragon Ball Z characters.
Mm-hmm.
And they usually have the ones that are colored and all that. But then they have ones that are painted completely black. Just all black from head to toe. And I've been there where there's been Trunks. I've been there when there's been Goku, but not Trunks and Goku and Vegeta together. And I need all those all black on my desk somewhere.
Oh, they got the all black Megazord collection too.
What?
You get the Megazord like all black with like gold outline.
I kind of want that. See, that's how they get you, man. You be broke.
The only reason why I'm trying to become
a
rich
I ain't pay my gas or light bill
in a long time.
But let me go in and get this Megazord.
Man, I'm telling you, dog. I only want to be a rich and famous comedian so I can buy as many toys as I want to off eBay. That's the only reason why I want to be rich and famous.
Yo, straight up, all right, I'm going to be honest. Nerd Soul blows up, all that good stuff. I'm going to have tons of, like, just random toys.
Dog, like, I told myself, like, when I'm rich and famous, I'm gonna have every Megazord from every season of Power Rangers that I like. And they go on eBay for like $150, $200.
See, $150 and $200 isn't bad. Like say if you're like
I mean, you could work up for
say
it.
If you rich.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Rich, $150. Like,
no, that's
Jay-Z,
like a dollar.
That's nothing for Jay-Z.
That's like a dollar that you spend.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like
but for me, I gotta save up for $150, $200.
Yeah, yeah. $150, I gotta budget that out.
Yeah.
You know, see, matter of fact, Jay-Z, who watches the Nerd Soul Show all the time religiously, thank you for watching.
He does?
Yeah, all the time. Watch it all the time. Sends me messages and all that good stuff. Jay-Z, go on and send me in my PayPal, you know the email. PayPal me about $20,000. It ain't nothing to you. You renting out the Louvre, man. I know you got money. Just hit me up with about $20,000.
Just drop the album.
I know you got money. Yeah, you got money, ain't gonna hurt you.
It's cool.
You know what I'm saying? He talk about how much money he got, ain't gonna hurt him. Like, I mean, or like Jeff Bezos, another person that loves the show. You know what I'm saying? Yo, you just made more money. You know, I know Mark Zuckerberg lost a little bit of money. He gonna bounce back. Both of y'all, send me a little cash. Just a little bit of cash. It ain't gonna hurt nobody. But yeah, those toys.
Yeah, man. Like I said, I'm trying to be rich and famous just to buy that. Like, I want to have like a whole room just dedicated. Like, my wife, my future wife, she will be like, nigga.
It's too much.
Yeah, like, I want her to threaten me with divorce because I got a whole
You
gotta
get like an extra apartment or something with just toys.
I'm trying to be like Steve Carell, a 40-year-old virgin. But mine is the virginity thing. I'm trying to be like that though with it.
Oh,
just stacks of toys.
Remember when he got all mad because she was making him sell his stuff?
Yeah, man.
Nah, like, you're making me sell my things?
Nah, man, because like, if my girl tried to make me sell my Power Ranger morpher, like,
yeah, that would be.
I might have a case on my hands.
There's only a couple things that I could sell out of my. I could probably sell most of my figures, but a lot of my figures aren't really worth anything because I've already taken them out of the packaging. But if I was gonna sell something, man, it's tough because I got a Black Panther who's like special series whatever. I got a Falcon, but like all the black, I can't get rid of the black characters. Maybe John Stewart, but he's the only black Green Lantern. It's tough, man. I don't know if I can sell him, man.
Yeah, I got a Green Ranger Funko Pop.
Well,
I bought that at a convention. It was like $10. Like, oh, let me hear him grab that.
All right. Another thing I got to tell you about, and you guys about, Designer Con. Tons of toys. You'll be broke, but there's tons of toys there, and they're all cool. Like, Funko Pops, man.
Those things are addicting. Oh, that's what else I'm working on,
and
too.
And they're so, like, lovable. Because they're like, you know, you got a little baby head and everything. It's just,
I'm working on that
sense.
Right now. Swag Patrol Funko Pops will be coming soon.
Yo, you know what? After I went to Designer Con, I kind of want a little Nerd Soul toy. Like a little Nerd Soul. They made about this
actually,
tall.
It's people.
Little vinyl.
Yeah, like if you go to Etsy, though, it's people that do it. Like they do customizable Funkos for like 50, you know, like anywhere from like 50 to like 80 bucks.
You know what? I might have to find a hookup and give me a little Nerd Soul.
See, what I'm trying to do is, though, I'm like, my goal right now is...
get the Swag Patrol.
Yeah, I'm trying to get Swag Patrol, but then I'm trying to get the Master Modes. You know what I mean?
Oh.
So then I can just do it myself.
You're impressing yourself.
Cut out that middleman.
You know what I'm saying?
Ain't got to worry about
it. Pour that, what is it, latex or vinyl or
whatever. Whatever it is.
Press it.
Yep, and all I got to do then is just pay somebody to paint it.
Yo, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah, man. So I got
I got a digital artist
that knows how to do the 3D models, so I can go get a 3D printed. And then I looked up, thanks to YouTube, I am now an official toy maker. I know how to cast silicone molds and all that stuff.
Oh, what?
Like on YouTube, man, you can find out everything.
Yo, YouTube University is out there for all y'all. Bruh,
YouTube University, man, it's a free college. It's better than ICDC. I'm telling you can learn anything on here.
Yo, YouTube beats ICDC so hard.
It be ICDC, it be Everest, it be all them daytime colleges that be on Darren Moore. Like,
yo, you sitting at home, you ain't doing nothing. Why don't you go
phone,
to school?
Why don't you just open up the YouTube app?
It's like, yo. And dude, people be at home like, man, dang.
I need some business time. I'm like, hey, like, it's my day off. How you know I'm just a lazy bum? Like, I appreciate his
you
phone.
You at home, you ain't doing nothing. You just on your phone. Why don't you go to school? It's like, because it costs money.
Yeah, but
so YouTube don't cost nothing, man.
Nah, YouTube is free, so
search all some stuff up, learn something.
Yeah, I learned how to do the molds, like all the materials you need to make like toy molds and all
what?
That stuff.
I'm gonna have to look that up because I looked up for a little bit how to do 3D printing, and I looked up how much a 3D printer is because I was like, maybe I could 3D print my own toys.
I found out actually, San Diego Library has free 3D printers.
What?
If you have a library card, you can go down there and schedule. You can schedule like a time to get like something printed off, a 3D printed off.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
See, guys,
levels to
it's levels to that hustle, man. Get y'all hustle on.
So yeah, so slap with your Funko Pops will be coming soon.
Yo, that's what's up. That's how we're gonna end it. Look, get your hustle on, y'all.
Hustle.
Look, he's a comedian, he's a writer, he's killing it, and he about to be a toy maker. Like, yo, what you want? Right here, media, company, TV shows, all kinds of stuff. It's right there, man. Just search it up.
We got what you need.
You just sitting at your house.
You're sitting at home. You watching this video. You ain't doing nothing with your life because you're watching the video. Why don't you just turn this video off after it's over and go find some tutorials on YouTube about
Make sure to hit that thumbs up and then subscribe. But if you don't like it, make sure to hit that thumbs down. But I'm going to keep my eye on you. I got you. I'm going to be watching. I'm going to put that one demerit. I got you. Before we bounce and get out of here, where can the wonderful people online find you?
Like I said, you can find me on pretty much all social media at Ruben Comedy.
Word.
You can find Swag Patrol. Just type in Swag Patrol online. It will pop up somewhere. yeah, you can follow us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook and everything. We got our online store set up, so you can buy a book if you like. We got digital copies and physical.
So what's up, yo?
So, yeah. Oh, by the way, I got to get you some books. I got you.
Oh, I got what?
I mean, I get some physical books.
Oh, physical. Oh, okay. Because you know? I was like, I thought I had all of them. I was like, I think I got them all. But yeah, definitely check out those books. Some fun stuff, and definitely some great references. If you black, you're gonna get a lot of the references. It's some good stuff for you. So, guys, you can find me Nerd Soul NERDSOUL all over the internet. But before we bounce, we're gonna say from us to you, this is just saying peace.
Peace.